What kind of cricketer is Vaibhav Suryavanshi going to be in Test?
That's an interesting question.
I hope so. We've got about 15 minutes to fill.
Somebody like Sehwag, maybe. Like, very good in subcontinent.
So, opening?
Very good in Australia, but like, little dodgy maybe in seeming swing.
When the ball's moving away.
Yeah.
Do you see that? Does he have to open?
No.
Sehwag's England and South Africa numbers were never good, right?
No. He had one great innings in South Africa, didn't he? Early on.
The debut one.
Yeah.
The debut knock. He scored 100, then 100.
It's very common for attacking players to not do very well in England and New Zealand and South Africa anyway. Partly just because the ball just moves longer, right? And more often. So if you look at Hayden, you know, Warner, Sehwag, all those sorts of guys, it's where Viv Richards is a little bit different.
Yeah, exactly.
Where does he bat?
Middle order for me to start off with.
100%.
I'd like to start him off at number 5.
In test matches?
Yeah. And then slowly transition him up because he looks good to go, to be honest. Mm. I would actually blood him in the next year and a half.
In subcontinent also, you would think?
100%. He'll eat people up.
Imagine a tired spinner coming on to him.
Number 5 or 6.
In the afternoon. So, remember, he's also learning from Jaiswal, who is somehow 9 years older than him in his IPL team, right? It wrecks my head. Jaiswal transitioned to test match cricket like a duck to water. He is unbelievable. What Jaiswal has is the ability to go up and down the gears when it's the right time to do it.
Yeah.
I have no idea, having watched a lot of Suryavanshi, including under 19 stuff, whether Suryavanshi has that yet, has the ability to. So what Jaiswal can do, if the bowler's on top and it's swinging around, and he's lost wickets at the other end, he can block a whole session in test match cricket. That is an underrated skill these days. He can block a whole session out, and then when the bowlers get tired and it stops swinging or the ball's got old, he can smoke you for a session and score 100 in it, which is what Sehwag used to do at the top of the order. So you've got this kid. Remember, he's 15. Let's say he is ready in 2 years, because he might be, because he was ready to play in the IPL when he was 14 years old. Wrecks my head. I would definitely start him down the order. Do India need openers right now? Absolutely not.
No.
Would they love somebody that came in and blasted it at number 6? Yes, please.
Yes.
That's an awesome weapon to have.
Imagine him and Rishabh Pant going.
You had him at 5, so I'm pretty sure you just dropped Rishabh.
I think people will pay a lot to watch that.
Imagine he strolls in at number 6.
Yeah.
When you
five,
manage
six,
to.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
That's an amazing guy.
That's starting there. Yeah. The thing is, right?
You start him there. And then when you need him, you can always use him as an opening batter. The thing about test cricket is also about confidence, right? And so you want to kind of blood him in a position where it's as comfortable for him, or gives him the best chance to be successful as team management. And I think if you can do that, and if he does settle in, oh boy, he's going to be a blast over.
It happened the same way for Sehwag also, right? He started at number 5 and then gradually became
number 6.
But he wasn't an opener when he was younger, though, was he?
He was never.
So that's why
he's always a spinner. There's always a middle order.
Middle order kind of.
I think what's interesting about Vaibhav is we don't really have anyone to compare him to because you talked about Jaiswal before. Hey? Sachin's a batter and was a batter in his era, right? This is. Vaibhav is at this stage a hitter. So the only players you would compare him to.
Afridi?
I was thinking maybe Gilchrist or Clouston.
Even Sanath.
Sanath Jayasurya, actually, is a good analogy.
He's an interesting one because it took him a while, didn't it, to really... And he was never a great test batter.
No, but Sanath got really good after him and Kalu kind of came in and started blasting off. So I think he took that confidence into test cricket.
Yeah, he was never bad, but he also didn't dominate it the way... He played some great innings, obviously, but he
got 10,000 test runs, if I'm not wrong, right?
I don't think he said 10,000 test runs.
Test runs is not 10,000.
I
could be wrong. I'm not a stats guy, but
7,000-8,000. But yeah,
I think he averages mid-30s, doesn't
he? No. In test, he averages 40+, if I remember correctly.
Really?
Yeah, because
Have a look.
Because his subcontinent numbers was insane. He has a 340, and that series scored 199, like what, 220 was or something.
He certainly, I mean, as far as the innings go, he was absolutely ridiculous.
Maybe he might have tapered off at the fag end of his career, which I'm not very aware of. But as far as I remember, he was always up.
Oh, just 40,
yeah. Yeah, that's what I said.
So we were halfway between.
I said it's just around 40.
He didn't get to 7,000 runs.
No?
Yeah, that's what I said, 7,000-8,000.
How many test matches?
110.
Oh, wow.
But it would have been batting down the order.
They have a ridiculous amount of time, India. And let's say he's the best person at wandering in and being in gear number five immediately, right? It's very unlikely he's going to be one of the best people in gears numbered one, two, and three, and four, because he's never done that. He just walks in, smokes it. I've seen him calm down a bit in the under 19 World Cup, but remember, Jaiswal is awesome at opening the batting in Test cricket now at 24 years old, extremely young.
Yeah.
9 years they've got to get. So he might be an amazing opener when he's 24.
You
right?
say extremely young at 24. I'm like, dude, he's just about made the cut at 24 in India.
And so this kid, they can go, right, what we're going to do now is we're not going to overcomplicate things. The way they ruin Suyavanshi, if it was England, the media would be ruining him already. He would be ruined by the media. The way you ruin him is you try and overcomplicate his life. He likes eating ice cream, right? Let him have his ice cream as soon as he's finished batting. Don't overcomplicate anything. Just say, go out there and do your thing. For the next 2 years, see how far he gets doing that. And if you want to bat him at number six or seven in Test match, wonderful, right? It could be awesome. Let him do his thing until he's 18. Like, he's still a child for the next 2.5 years. He's still a child. Let him do his thing.
I find it interesting if they try and kind of Andrew Simons him. Well, they try and rein him in, make him think like a proper batter rather than letting him be the player he should have been. Or
I think that's going to happen anyway.
Well,
you know, that's going to happen anyway. Mother cricket's going to do that for him.
Yes and no, because it didn't with Afridi, right?
No.
And it didn't with Viv Richards.
Listen, with Afridi, he, with all due respect, and he just kind of swung at everything, right? And what Vaibhav's, there's batsmanship there.
I get that, but that's what I'm saying. So
it's not a fair comparison.
But Richards doesn't really change his game from beginning to end.
But these are characters, Jared. Viv Richards, enormous strength of character, a different type 100%. Of person. Andrew Simons, very, very different type of person.
Yeah.
Afridi.
Different talent as well.
There
like,
aren't
if you
many
get away
people
with it.
That are wired up like that guy's brain, right?
And the thing is,
Suyavanshi, we don't know. He's
that's
a child.
Kind of what
know.
I mean at the moment.
Also, his brain's not developed yet because he's a child.
Yeah.
It's mental. I don't think you can. I have no idea what his personality is, the boy, right?
It seems like a very happy-go-lucky, like a huge, like.
I say this with all due respect. He looks like a lovable doofus.
Yeah, to be honest. Like, yeah.
And for me, I think look, he looks like a guy who loves the game, and you know he knows. Like it's like he knows he's gonna do special things in the game. I think that's what stands out about him for me in his personality. He's like, I'm gonna score a double 100 in T20 cricket.
It was
and he says, if I bat 50 overs, then I score a lot of runs.
But I think getting back to what you were saying before about Mother Cricket, I suppose what I'm saying is that there are people who are untouched by it in their own way, right?
Really?
Yeah, and I think Viv is a perfect example of someone who...
And
you can go the other way as well. You can go the callous...
Somebody was touched by Mother Cricket for sure.
No, I don't think so. I think he was, I'm Viv Richards and I'm putting my impact on this game. And then if that doesn't work, I'll put my impact on the next game. And if that doesn't work, I'll put... Whereas I think a normal player is chipped away at time by the game. Right. And I think there are other people who come in, like Chandrapal. Chandrapal came in and was very, very similar from the time he started till the time he finished. Yeah. Right. So not everyone has the development of someone like you. What happened to you is very normal.
Yeah.
We don't know what direction this could go. Right. Yeah.
What we do know about him is he's done stuff that other people haven't.
Yes.
So he must have an enormous strength of character in some respects, because how many times in the IPL, for example, do we see people that play one or two or three games? And they're called up and you go and you do your numbers and you go, this guy smokes it at 195 in the SMAP, right? The in the Indian domestic T20, and he's awesome. Or he played in the Delhi League and he gunned it at 230 strike rate. They play in the IPL and they get out for 3 off 11, right? Because they're blocking and they've changed their game because it's a big stage. This child, who 3 weeks after his 14th birthday, remember what we were all doing at 14, you were probably playing cricket to be fair, and like, but imagine what he was doing when he was 14.
You don't want to.
3 weeks after his 14th birthday, he goes to a full house in the IPL. And I'm like, I have no idea what to expect on so many levels here. Like, should he even be there? Should he even be in front of thousands and thousands of people? And he stood there and he smashed his first ball for six. He didn't see a few. He smashed his first ball for six. And his third ball, he hit inside out over extra cover for six. One of the best shots I've ever seen in my life. Yes, I'm like, what am I watching here? This is a child. So he must have insane stones, mustn't he? He must have, like, he must be really...
I clearly
really
remember one of his coaches was sharing the story. So he was 11-ish or 12. He was traveling with another 19 team, so they were not giving him a game. And suddenly, one day, coach turned up and said, "Like, do you want to play?" He said, "Sir, I'll win the match of my own. Please give me a chance."
So he's got the confidence.
He's straight away said, I'll win it off my own. Please just give me one chance. And he did that.
I have traveled the cricketing world, and so I've collected two things, the phone numbers of random taxi drivers and overseas SIM cards. Rideshare apps have fixed the first part, and Sally is doing the second. Now, all you need is their eSIM on whatever plan works for you. You activate it, and you can use it anywhere in the cricketing world. It helps you save money. It is a global solution to a global problem. Stop fiddling with tiny SIMs and get the one that does it all. Go to Sally.com Good Areas and use the code Good Areas to get an exclusive 15% off your first purchase. Fly free with Sally.
To go back to Robbie's point from before, though, there is an element of when you are young, you're almost too dumb to not know what you don't know.
Yeah.
So remember, Michael Clarke started really well in his career, right? Came out of the box really well. And then the emotion, it almost crippled him because he started so well. The expectations went through the roof for him. And in the end, he got freaked out and stopped making runs.
It was also because of his degenerative back, right?
Now, that was way later. Like when he was young, he made all these comments about how he never wanted to be dropped for Australia. Prithvi Shaw is a really good
example. Scored 100 on his debut. Clearly remember, like Virat said that seen an 18-year-old bat like this.
But Prithvi was not the game as much as what was outside the game.
But that is part of it though, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
We don't know how this will go. So Adrian Barath, who makes the 100 when he's really young against Australia, you don't know how the fame will affect people and everything else. I mean, your wife's a tennis player. There's a lot of very good 14 and 15-year-old women's tennis players. And we're all like, oh, how many majors are they going to win? And they fade away, right? Like, when you're famous that young, things can change.
It has happened almost in every walk of life in Hollywood, Bollywood. Yeah. We have seen that happen. Like, people...
You, personally?
Not me. Never.
You're just about to hit your prime.
To be honest, yes. Never saw a stage in my whole life.
Not yet, Deepak.
You were my first year after college, I would say. So not even close to that. But like Hollywood, we have seen so many stars, like all the sitcoms, all the famous sitcoms that we saw in 70s and 80s and 90s. If we do a number game today of like what those people kind of ended up with their careers, majority of them, they died young. They had horrible lives ahead. So
it's a fair point. We're not sitting here saying Macaulay Culkin is the greatest actor of all time, right? Yeah. Like things do come and things do change. One thing that you said I think is fascinating from before. I think if he comes through another era, I think people do try and get him to play the way they want him to play.
Hmm.
I think having seen what's happened with Travis Head of recent times, I think teams are much smarter now. And you could be in a situation where maybe he opens in the second innings for some reason, right? And then in the first innings, he bats at 5 or 6. And then he comes in, you know, if they're 200 for one on a flat pitch, just send him in.
Do you remember when Glenn Maxwell opened in a test match in Asia? Because they were like, it's ragging, right? It's spinning like mad, and we're going to get rolled.
Might as well.
So let's just see what he can do. Yeah. Just try and smash a few out of the middle.
Head did it as well.
This is how it happened for Head also. Yeah. That's what I'm about.
Because they weren't, I remember, because I was talking to the team at that stage, they weren't even sure they were going to take Head to India.
Yeah.
As good as his form was, they were like, we just don't know. And then they didn't, I don't think they played him in the first test.
In the second test match, he almost won them the game, to be honest.
Yeah.
And in Delhi, he was kind of smoking the bowlers. And then Australia had that brain fade where they lost like 9 wickets in a single session. But won them the third game, right? In Indore, on a rank turner. On an unplayable surface. So yes, that happened. That happened.
It'd be fascinating to see where he is at 5, 10, 15, 20 years time, right? Like all those things, there's so much.
Well, in 3 years, by the time he's 18, he's going to have 4 seasons of IPL under him.
Seriously.
It's nuts.
It's unbelievable.
He's also going to, like, how much money is he going to have by then, though? Yeah, that's what worries me.
All the money.
But he's got all the money now. If he wants it, right, how much is he worth if he goes into the auction? And how much is he worth under the table, right? The table would be so high by the time they've stashed the money underneath it, right? He is worth, there's no one like him in sport. There's no one like him because when you say it's if he'd have been in a different era, I don't think it's overstating it to say he might actually be an era by himself. He might actually be bringing in a new... Because how many embryos turn up playing shots like that immediately, right? Butler's one of the first I can think of that started his career reverse scooping and ramping, batting number 7.
But he didn't hit the ball like that.
In the T20. No. But he didn't start his bat swing by his ankles and it ends up with the bat going all the way back round again.
Butler hit the ball progressively harder as he got older, 100 meters.
Right. Yeah. So Butler was... finesse, but he was playing shots that people hated in the era that he was brought up in, but right? Like, it was like high elbow, get over the ball, defend.
Would you still say that he is as big an outlier as Donald Bradman?
That's another question for another show.
We can't say that yet. We can't say that yet because he's only been playing 5 minutes. But in terms of the modern game, he has changed the way. Have you noticed how much the power play is important now? He's part of that revolution.
Right? That question is so annoying.
Good, because we're doing a whole show on it later.
Oh, my God.
This is something I asked Robbie also at the start of it. And his answer was, I'll tell you this at the end of this IPL. If teams figure him out, it's a different ballgame altogether. If he manages to score even in this IPL, I would say the kid has broken cricket.
So what? Yeah, this what is, happens? Because he will have the bad trot. It's not possible not to. Yeah. T20s as well. Like what Abhishek did when not, didn't he? Sky did it in ODIs. It's not possible for him not to have the bad shot, particularly how he plays. How he then reacts to that is going to be something, because he will, like, let's say he goes to Ireland, right? Which is where what the plan is. He goes to Ireland. It's almost certainly going to be raining when he gets there. And it'll probably be like there'll be reduced games, and it'll have dibbly dobbly bowlers moving it around, and it'll just...
I don't think dibbly dobblies won't bother him.
I don't think so.
What if the backlift will get higher, I'm telling you, Rob. Tatter. Rob, that backlift will get higher. If it dibbly dobblies, it'll go...
I want to go and see him play in like Malahide or Stormont or somewhere and just murder the ball everywhere. But like, imagine Tim Murta bowling to him for an afternoon and there's black clouds everywhere and it's swinging. Like, is it? We don't know. What if he's amazing at that? Then what?
I'm just imagining him in batting second in an ODI at the Oval. Oh my God!
What if he plays the blast and plays at Taunton or something?
No Indians are playing. He's outside
in the blast. What if he plays?
Can you imagine him? He turns up on finals day for £400 million. Some businessman decides to pay him for one day's work. I remember when Dwayne Bravo played in the finals day for Essex in the blast, and they paid him like £20,000 or something. And everyone in England was so angry that they'd signed somebody for one day. It's like, well, we're allowed, so we are. He didn't score any runs, he didn't get any wickets. But imagine if some billionaire businessman that owns one of these franchises going, we're going to have Sui Fanchi for the finals day. You just got to play in the semi and the final, and it's an absolute road in a tiny ground. I'm all for it. So billionaires out there, just buy him for a day. Wouldn't it be funny, though?
I don't think so. BCCI would ever allow that to happen. So that's not happening for
what
sure.
What if he gets bigger than the BCCI?
You'll have to pay the BCCI $500 million.
What if... he becomes bigger than the BCCI and says, I'll just play whenever I want.
You can't get bigger than the BCCI.
I don't think so. It never happened.
If there's a player who can,
no.
I don't want to say any words about the BCCI on camera because I like my life and I like my kneecaps where they are.
You won't have issues from there. So how's your kneecaps, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
They're fine. You've got to try. Like cricketers, when you're fielding, you've got to move towards the ball.
All right.
It doesn't matter if you lose a bit of skin on your bloody knee.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv. If you make a lot of content like me, oh, you are going to need help. And that is why we use Minvo.pro, a slicing and dicing tool that uses AI to conjure up incredible clips from your podcasts and meetings. If you make content, go to Minvo.pro to cut it.